Welcome to Success AF, Customer Success Podcast Series. Through short and insightful discussions and interviews, we're going to explore a variety of customer success topics and challenges and ponder multicultural nuances that create a unique twist. This is JD.
And this is Elena.
So today we have a special episode to celebrate International Women's Day with Yi Huang joining us to talk more about it. Hey, Yi.
Hello. Thank you both for having me. I'm really excited to be here today. And just a little bit about myself. So I am a Taiwanese American living in Singapore. I've worked in software or SaaS for just over 10 years now. And having grown up between the US and Taiwan, and also having moved to Singapore about 4 years ago, these cultural nuances are very interesting to me. And when I reflect on my last 10 years, I think I'm very privileged to have been surrounded by great mentors and sponsors. And that's why I thought it would be very interesting to join this conversation today with you all.
Wow, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us, Yi. And that's really interesting. I didn't know all of that about your background. So, and I think that's a good tie into the theme this year of International Women's Day, which is challenge to change. So I'm just going to read a bit from the IWD site. A challenged world is an alert world, and from challenge comes change. So let's all choose to challenge. How will you help to forge a gender equal world, celebrate women's achievement, raise awareness against bias, and take action for equality? You know, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I think this is really a natural follow-on from what we saw happening in 2020 with that real growth and change mindset when it comes to diversity and inclusion of every kind, you know, whether it's gender, orientation, disability, race, and people really coming together and taking more action. And I would include in that, JD, credit to you for suggesting this special episode.
Thank you. So Yi, did you have any thoughts prior to this on what challenge to change actually means to you, or what is your challenge to change? I think we had a conversation around your background and you were talking about that diversity and you mentioned your dad. So maybe you could tell us a bit about how your dad played a role in your view of gender equality and how you came to be more aware that your dad actually provided you with more opportunities than maybe the average Taiwanese girl would.
Yeah, definitely. So my father, he always afforded the same opportunities to myself and my older brother. And I think that's something when I was growing up, I didn't necessarily realize. But now that I'm older, when I look back, I'm definitely very thankful because I think that from a young age broke down a lot of barriers for me individually, like growing up, but also the way I view the world. I always felt like any opportunity that someone else was afforded, I should be afforded as well. And I think, you know, probably number one sponsor and mentor in life from such a young age, which I'm incredibly thankful for. And it's also why I say I think mentors and sponsors are so important, not just professionally, but as a person. I think it's important to surround yourselves with people that lift you up in that way.
That is a wonderful story. I absolutely love that. Go your dad.
Yeah. I was joking about it just now, but your dad is woke. Yeah. And I really appreciate that. I really admire that trait. So one of the reasons why I wanted to do this episode is also because I see more women in technology now. I see more women taking leadership roles, not just in technology, but in the corporate world in general. And I was very inspired by my previous company where we had a very strong diversity and inclusion policy. And I believe your companies do too. We were so inclusive because of one key trait of the company and the fundamental around distributed culture. That was what really inspired me to do this episode. On a personal level, what challenge to change actually really means to me, it's just making sure that I make more conscious decisions to include women, or not just women, but minorities in conversations and projects that I work on. So at the workplace or even beyond the workplace where we do things like Success AF, right? Where we have equality represented and foster this environment and make it more common, or just a gentle reminder that, yes, like what Elena said, we should include more female speakers or female guests on our show. How about you, Elena? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a good point where we do need to be conscious to make change. Change doesn't come about without there being effort behind it. And I think having targets or metrics, not necessarily quotas, because I think that's something different, but having targets, you know, it's like a sales target or a retention target. It's a goal that you work towards. And I've seen in a lot of companies where that's really made a difference. For me, I think just having a lot of years of experience, I suppose, you know, you get a lot of confidence and empowerment that comes with age. As I moved into leadership roles in my 20s, you know, I was often the only woman, often the youngest, almost always the least technical. And so for me, what I really want to do is share more of my stories and where I didn't use my voice, where I didn't challenge, and how in hindsight I feel about that and the difference that it could have made. And so really focusing on particularly helping younger women to find their voice. And then also, JD, you know, taking on male mentees as well, not helping people to be, you know, as woke as, say, Yi's dad or yourself, and helping men to understand how they can be better allies to us in the workplace as well. And just helping them to understand our stories, because I think that's a mistake that we as women can make. For example, my husband, even, I mean, he's very progressive, very supportive of women. If I look at the hiring he's done throughout his career, he's extremely balanced, or actually maybe more female balanced.
Throughout your years of work, have you actually noticed any nuances on the male-female balance, or how you actually saw opportunities that were not as afforded to men or women?
For sure, I can think of some very specific times in my career when I was incredibly uncomfortable with like dynamics in the room or whatever it may have been, or even like academically speaking. I think what has been most helpful is being in an environment where like being different is kind of the norm. And I think maybe that's something when, as I'm reflecting and having this conversation with you guys, is something that I want to commit to, is to create that sort of environment for others. Because I think when people aren't so hyper-focused on how they're different from everyone else in the room, it's easier for them to feel like they have a voice and that they can do work that's meaningful and impactful. And so I guess that would be my two cents.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's also way more fun.
It is. It is. I love to hear different perspectives, right? Yeah. So being an enabler for that different voice or alternative voice, it's awesome. And I really love that.
Yeah. And also, so, you know, one of the other things that we've talked about is supporting women and their endeavors. So really cheering women on. And something that I've thought a lot about this year is providing feedback and doing it in a really positive way by understanding the other person's objectives and what they want to achieve. We all look through our own lens, right? And just like in customer success, we need to understand and look at things from our customer's perspective and objectives. I think the same applies when we're coaching and mentoring and spurring on other people in their endeavors. We need to understand what their objectives are so that we can actually provide the best feedback and the most objective sort of advice and guidance. On a related note, speaking of championing other women and their efforts, a cross-pollination plug for a Women in Customer Success podcast. It is called Women in Customer Success, and it is the first women-only podcast for female customer success professionals. And really, it's an environment to connect, inspire, and champion each other. And so each episode is an interview with a woman in customer success who shares their story and some practical tools on how they've succeeded and how they've made an impact. And also through the site, they share motivational quotes and posts, and it's, you know, quite uplifting, generally speaking.
I'm definitely supportive and even a bit envious now. Right. But just to summarize a couple of thoughts that we had for today, we do want to be allies to both men and women. We do want to ensure that we're enablers of the alternative voice. Did you have anything to add, Yi?
Yeah, I have one more thing to add. And that would be that I think it's so important for us to surround ourselves with people that make us better. And I think that's what great leadership is.
Hear, hear. Awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
Great finish, Yi.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.